Solomon 的时候。
So when you are to then give an account to our Solomon,
就这么说。
What does the Lord say?
你这又良好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
You're good and faithful servant.
你现在可以进来享受主人的快乐。
You can come in and enjoy of the master.
所以有一天我们都要交我们的果子的。
So one day we are given account.
因为主派我们去管理结果子嘛。
Because the Lord has entrusted us.
而且呢，果子要长存的嘛。
And it has to be long-lasting.
所以现在你看见吗？到了有一天我们都要交账的。
And one day we'll give an account.
然后主说：“好，你这忠心的仆人。”
Good and faithful servant.
所以同样的。
Same
现在轮到所罗门说话了。
Now Solomon said,
你这住在园中的同伴都要听你的声音。第十三节。你这
you who dwell in the garden, the companions listen for your voice.
稀奇不稀奇的。
Is that amazing?
在整本雅歌书里面。
In the entire Song of Songs.
一开始的时候他所罗门是苏拉米我的家。
From the very beginning,Solomon called the Shulamite my love.
我的美人。
My fair one.
所以你如果仔细去读的话，你要还有我的心腹。
My bride.
我的妹子。
My sister.
你看见吗？各种各样的称呼。
All these different ways to describe her.
慢慢慢慢，生命成熟了。
And once the life has matured.
慢慢慢慢，爱成熟了。
And when love has matured.
那爱浓度没有减少。
The thickness of that love has changed.
但称呼的浓度慢慢慢慢减少了，就称呼就 address.
The addressing of that love is short.
我们知道他们这个他们的关系最高峰的时候是第四章。
We know that the highest point of their relationship is found in chapter 4.
所以讲到我的心腹，讲到我的妹。
When it talks about my bride, my sister.
那么你从第五章以后。
So after chapter 5,
你慢慢看见那个称呼就回到结婚以前了。
So you know the address goes back to before they were married.
你知道所罗门是第三章结婚的。
You know that Solomon was married in chapter 3.
这个我们要弄清楚的。
Let's be clear.
所以在第一章、第二章、第三章。
In chapter 1, 2, and 3.
他们彼此有认识，彼此有交通。
They knew each other, they had fellowship with
them. 那么到了第三章的第六节以后。
But after chapter 3, verse
10. 你看见新郎跟新妇就后来最后一同到了黑门山。
And then both the bride and the bridegroom went to the Mount Hermon.
他们到了生命的高峰。
They have reached the climax, apex of love.
他们也到了爱的高峰。
And they've reached the apex of love.
所以你看见他们的光景，你看从所罗门的称呼，你可以感觉得出来。
So you can understand their relationship one with another through his address.
那基督徒是永远在那个高峰呢？
Are Christians always during that apex?
就生命和爱来说，没有减少。
As to life and as to love, nothing is lessened.
爱心增长的时候，也应该是信心增长的时候。
When love increases, so does faith.
那两个一起长的时候
，When both grow,
信心是不凭感觉的。
Faith is not based on emotion.
信心乃是相信主的话。
Faith is to believe in God's
word. 所以慢慢的，我们主在称呼上，他就把自己 withdraw， 他慢慢慢慢就收回来了。
So you'll see that the address is withdrawn a little bit.
所以到了最后
，at the very end，
你怎么来结束总结苏拉米
？How do you conclude the Shulamite woman？
弟兄姊妹，最后你住在这住在园中。
At the very end， you who live in the garden，
为什么
？Why？
主说我们一同住在主里。
Because the Lord said, "Abide in me."
什么时候我们住在主里面
？When we abide in Him,
我们就住在园中。
We abide in the garden.
我们讲的住在主里面。
When we abide in the Lord,
住在基督里面。
In Christ,
住在基督赐福的丰富里面。
And we abide in the unsearchable riches.
我们说基督赐福的丰富是用迦南美地来代表的。
The unsearchable riches of Christ is represented by the land of Canaan.
但是弟兄姊妹
，The brothers,
迦南美地太大了。
The land of Canaan is huge.
这一次你们时间只是看一点点而已。
This time you're only going to see a portion of it.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the question.
你怎么能感觉整个的迦南地呢
？How will you be able to experience the whole land of Canaan?
结果你怎么经历整个迦南地呢
？How do you experience this land?
所以苏拉密是从一座园子到一座园子， 再到一个园子，最后再到一个园子。
The Shulamite woman went from one garden to another garden to another garden to another.
当她从一个园子到另外一个园子的时候
，from one garden to another garden，
她经历越来越丰富。
Her experience was even more.
她生命越来越长大。
Her life was growing up.
所以等到你看你经过这几个园子以后
，after she went through all these gardens，
她不知不觉的把迦南已经走遍了。
So unbeknownst to her, she actually went through all of the land.
所以当你读雅各的时候
，when you read it。
你看一共有四座的花园
There are four gardens
所以你看见所罗门从一座花园到第二座到第三座一直到第四座
So you'll see four gardens from the first to the fourth
那第一座是花园
The first one is a garden
of flowers 那就是第二章给我们看到
And you'll see that in chapter 2
第二章你看见吗第十一节
Verse 11
因为冬天以往雨水止住过去了
For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone.
地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到。
The flowers appear on earth, and the time of singing has come.
斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。
The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.
无花果树的果子渐渐成熟，葡萄树开发开花放香。
The fig trees took forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes.
很明显，弟兄姊妹，这是个花园。
Very clearly, this is a garden.
为什么花园呢
？Why is the garden?
冬天刚刚过去。
The winter has just passed.
现在春天来到了。
The spring has arrived.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个园子乃是个满了花的园子。
It is full of flowers.
那就是这里所讲的无花果。
Here we see the fig.
也是冬天以后刚刚结的青果 ，green fig。
So you see that right after the winter, you'll see green figs.
那个不是后来的果子，不是。
It is not the latter fig.
所以这里的景象都是春天的景象。
So here we see the picture of the spring.
那这个到底在哪里？我们下一场再说。
So we'll speak of this later.
但是呢，就现在你记得这是第一座园。
So this is the first garden.
第二座花园呢？第二座园子在第四章。
The second garden is in chapter 4.
第十二节
，verse 12，
我妹子，我心腹乃是关锁的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。
A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
你园中所结的，结了石榴，有佳美的果子，并奉献花与拿达树。
Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruit, fragrant henna with spikenard.
有拿达和番红花，菖蒲和桂树。并各样的乳香末
Spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon with all kinds of frankincense.
末药、沉香与一切上等的果品
Myrrh and aloes with all the chief spices.
这个果园很明显在黑门山下
This garden very clearly is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
黎巴嫩的水要流过的
And the streams from Lebanon will flow.
那这个是园子不错
This is a garden, too.
但这个是果园
But this is a fruit garden.
第一座是花园。
First one was a garden of flowers.
第二座是 orchard, 是果园。
This is an orchard.
那么讲到果园呢，它重点种在果子和香料。
So when we talk about a fruit garden or an orchard, the emphasis is on the spice or the flower, on fruit.
所以这里是秋天。秋天 autumn.
So here we talk about autumn.
所以这里所讲的果子是秋果。
So here we talk about the fruits of the autumn.
明白吗？所以第一个花园是春天，到第二个座果园就变成秋天。
So the first garden was spring, second garden here is autumn.
所以一年就过去了。
So one year has gone by.
到第六章已经到了第二年了。
So when you come to chapter 6 is the second year.
所以第十一节。
Verse 11.
我下入核桃园，要看谷中青绿的植物，要看葡萄发芽没有，石榴开花没。
I went down to the garden of nuts to see the verdure of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed.
这又是春天。
Again, it is spring.
但这个果园呢，是经过整个冬天的。
But this orchard actually has gone through the winter.
那果园，那这个nut，这个核桃是硬果。
So this walnut is a hard fruit.
它可以经过整个冬天的。
And can go through the whole winter.
所以我们知道那个东西秋果可以维持很久的。
And we know that this nut can last very long.
所以这又是一个花园。
Another garden.
又是花园。虽然你看到 nut, 虽然你看到核桃。
Even though you see the nut.
但是不要忘记。
forget.
那么这是第二个循环的一个春天。
This is another, the second cycle of the spring.
然后呢，第十节，就第七章。
Then chapter 7.
那么我们就到了第四座花园，第四座园子。
We come to the fourth garden.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
I am my beloved, and his desire is toward me.
我的良人来吧，你我可以往田间去。
Come, my beloved, let us go forth to the field.
你我可以在村庄住宿。
Let us lodge in the village.
这个园子很特别。
This garden is
这个大的园子到处都是田。
This garden, you'll see a lot of fields.
而且到处也有花。
We also see flowers.
我们要看看葡萄发芽开花没有。
Let us see if the vine has budded.
石榴放蕊没有。
Let us see if the pomegranate is on
the vine. 13节。 风茄放香，在我们的门内有各样新陈佳美的果子。
The mandrakes give off a fragrance, and at our gates are pleasant fruits.
我的良人，这都是我为你存留的。
All manner new and old which I have laid up for you, my beloved.
那弟兄姊妹，这是背景，这是background， 你看，你明白吗？
You see, this is the background.
那这是第四座园子。
This is the fourth garden.
所以，苏拉密就是从一座园子到第二，到第三，到第四。
So you see the Shulamite woman went from the first to the second to the third to the fourth garden.
So
not only our communion with the Lord. But because of that communion, our lives mature. We go from spring to autumn. That's the first cycle. And then again we go through That's the second cycle. Our lives continue to mature.
所以整个的故事乃是 union and communion， 就是联合与交通的故事。
So that whole story is union and communion.
所以我们知道戴德森利用那个香草山上那本书的书名很好。
So we know that the title of Hudson Taylor's book, Union and Communion,
就是告诉我们与主之间的交通和联合是怎么一回事。
It shows us the communion and union of our, between us and the Lord.
这就是你读尼弟兄的歌中之歌。
And that is how clear the Song of Songs written by
Rahmaniya.
But because the Bible uses four gardens,
所以就把尼弟兄所讲的，就把戴德森所讲，还有其他大家所领会的。
And so everything that our brother Nidhi and our brother Taylor and others have said,
那教会2000年所有的丰富。
All the riches of 2,000 years of church.
你看见说圣经是由四座花园把它衬托出来的。
And you see of how it's sustained by these four different gardens.
所以我们住在基督里。
We abide in Christ.
怎么住在基督里？
How do we abide in Christ?
是不是太渺茫了一点？
This is kind of abstract.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你是住在园中的。
But you who dwell in the garden.
主先是把你放在一个园子。
First, he put you in the garden.
第二座,
the second garden.
第三座,
the third garden.
第四座,
the fourth garden.
不知不觉的,
and unbeknownst to you,
你就经历了所有你所应该经历的,
you will experience everything that you need to experience.
你把这四座花园全部加在一起,
if you add all four gardens,
那可以说就是整个的迦南,
that is the whole land of Canaan.
迦南太抽象了。
Because the land of Canaan is abstract.
迦南太伟大，你不抓也抓不到。
It is so great, you can't grasp it.
但是歌中之歌是把它放在四座的园子。
But Song of Songs contains or puts it in four gardens.
那现在是3000年前的四座花园。
So now you see the four gardens 3,000 years ago.
今天3000年后。
3,000 years later.
这块地还是迦南地。
The land is still the land of Canaan.
所长的东西还是这些东西。
All of these things still grow.
可能多了一些像香蕉了之类的。
And maybe some new things like bananas.
但是不管怎么样。
But don't forget.
当我们走在这片土地上。
When we walk on this land.
我们应该可以找到四个典型的地方。 Typical.
We should see four typical places.
叫我们能够想起当时的情景,
so that we can be reminded of what was there before.
格尼撒勒就是一个坑。 叫我们能想起第二座，叫我们想起第三座园子大概是什么样的。
To remind us of how the third garden possibly looks like.
所以这样的话，你就能明白，不知不觉我的心将我安置在我尊长的车中。那句话大概是怎么说的？
So then you will kind of understand what the verse we read. Before I was even aware, my soul had made me as a chariot of my noble people.
所以你看这里讲的chariot，讲的车，尊长的车。所以弟兄姊妹，你在这个背景底下，
and under this background，
你多多少就能够明白那个时候的情形。
Then you will understand the situation.
那这样对我们读歌中之歌就。